Wakoma Swadi for a boyfriend you say honesty, academic excellence, good morals, self-confidence, and godly principles. Naik also a decent environment, not professional graduate teachers at your boyfriend Wadi. Pre-school, primary, JHS, SHS, set obey D student, and our border. You will school buses into Uniha, obey to miss your business, visual arts, general arts, general science, and now home economics. You will science and computer labs at Pebby, and now you will Warstock libraries. Joy Standard Schools will atunsu fiyase, and I stress so aning na wukumase. Your website is joystcollege.org, and our friend director 0208-141-096. Joy Standard Schools, aim at excellence.
Praise the Lord. We want to close our eyes wherever you are. We are praying together. Almighty God, we thank you that you are still God. The Bible tells us that you remain the same, although the world and many other things will change. Thank you for the privilege we have to listen to your word even this morning. We pray, O Holy Spirit, inviting your presence here, that you will minister to our hearts. Every sincere seeker will receive what you have prepared for us in abundance, in a spectacular manner, in the name of Jesus. Open our eyes, O God, so we will behold wondrous things out of the law. We want to thank you, Lord, for the answered prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We have already considered the first part of getting hooked on him. That is God. And this morning, as we go through the last or the second part, I'm going to read from Job chapter 22. Job chapter 22. I'm taking verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. This is an admonition. Of course, Eliphaz has initially accused Job of sin. And as he was talking to Job about his predicament, he was led by the Spirit to give him these words that could actually bring him to the point God wants him to be. He said, you are to acquaint yourself with God. My dear listener, this morning, the same word of admonition comes to you, that you acquaint yourself with God. This world has nothing good to offer us. This world has nothing that will make us better than God has designed us to be. If we should miss the relationship, if we should miss that kind of fellowship with our God, if one would have peace, peace is not enshrined in bagging degrees. Peace is not enshrined in becoming a business expert where you are, of course, appreciated everywhere. You have so much money, you have so much wealth, that will not give you peace. Of course, peace is not enshrined in being good at anything you are doing. Peace, perfect peace, comes from God. So the Bible is telling us this morning that if you are expecting peace, then acquaint yourself with God, so that you will not only have peace, the goodness of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord, the power of the Lord. Of course, any other thing that will make life meaningful will be given unto you. As you progress in your Christian journey, you must understand that it is expected that you continue to the end. Can you imagine somebody who has started pursuing a program? He has paid, he has sacrificed, he has, of course, invested so much of his time, that at a point in time, because of discouragement or a difficulty, this person advises himself to call it a quit. Of course, we're going to tell that man that he has been a failure. In the same way, we are committed to serving the Lord. And my dear listener, whoever commits himself to serve the Lord is expected to continue to the end. In this life of ours, God expects us to continue. The Bible says, "Be ye therefore steadfast, always abounding." We are expected to continue. And there are some people who may not continue, but you would continue. You must continue. I'm speaking to you, not any other person, but you. I said, you must continue. God expects you to breast the tape. God expects you to land in heaven. God expects you to come to the celestial city where he will take his handkerchief and wipe away all the tears from your eyes. God expects you in heaven so that you will be destined to a place of everlasting life. As we consider the second part, I'm taking 3 points, then we burst into prayer. Number one, the possible factors that can make one derail from God. Of course, if one is not careful, if one is not circumspect, if one becomes careless and allows any of the things or the waves blowing around in his life, he may not end the journey on a good note. So we'll be considering the possible factors that are likely to make one derail from God. Point number two, the dangers of derailing from God. What then are the dangers if the person starts the journey serving the Lord and at a point in time he decides to quit? Would he gain something meaningful? Of course, he wouldn't, because he couldn't make it to the end. And point number three, we will consider the blessedness of hooking up with God. The blessedness of hooking up with God. Let's take point number one, possible factors that can make one derail from God. It is expected that you progress. It is expected that you continue. I've never come across any responsible person, a young man who had just started making it, and he has so much dreams, ambitious as he is. He starts, maybe he might have come across this young man, and he might have sat you down to spell out his ambition. Said that, wow, this man has a lot to fulfill. He has a lot to achieve. Of course, that person has a plan. He has some blueprints he would have to follow. And he continues. And before you realize, he would have gotten there. Then he will sit someone down and tell that you don't know what actually went into this. You don't know the sacrifices I made. You don't know sometimes the dangers I was exposed to. Then he will become a successful man as a result of his resilience to continue through to the end. But what about the person who become careless, the person who is not consistent? It is not so much good on this part of the person because he has no focus. Listen, in this life, for one to make it, he needs to be focused on his mission, on a particular mission. In the same way as you progress in this Christian journey, you need to be very wary of the things that could drain you spiritually. Be wary, be careful. Of course, you must be focused. You have to understand that there are likely some things there that could draw you away from Christ. What are some of those things? Number one, it is actually in the aspect of a situation where one makes it a habit to serve others out of duty and he does not deal with his own spiritual needs. Of course, he is the man of the people. He is a man of the congregation. He wants to attend to everybody's needs. He is moving up here and there, but he has no time. Like, of course, we see in the scripture where the wise man was talking about the fact that I've not been able to keep my own vineyard. that I've been able to work assiduously to keep the vineyard of others. He's not been able to check himself. Looks like he's not so much concerned about his life. He's not so much concerned about whether or not he is in touch with God. When it happens like that, that person could derail from God. So, my dear listener, if you are serving the Lord, make sure you start from yourself. Myself, yourself first. You make sure your relationship with God is sound before you go out there and serve. It's good to sing. It's good to worship. It's good to serve. But if you are serving, but the foundation upon which the service is being rendered is not stable, is not firm, then you'll be heading towards a dangerous future. Number two, when one neglects to study God's word, it is important that alone in the morning, in the presence of God, so you commit yourself to the word of God. In the presence of God every morning, you take a dose of the word of God. Don't be so much preoccupied with activities upon activities. I'm going to church, that's fine. I'm going to work, that's excellent. I'm attending to the need of this person, awesome. But did you make time to study the word of God? You must hear from God. You must be allowed to receive the things, the nuggets God has prepared for you before you step out. So if you are not committed to studying the word of God, my dear listener, you are likely to be derailed from God. This morning, have you read? This morning, have you meditated on the word of God? This morning, have you actually made time to examine yourself, your life, in line with the scripture? That is very important, so that you have that kind of footing in the sight of God. Number three, when one is too busy to spend time in prayer, he is likely to be derailed from God. Are you so busy? No time for prayer. You know, I'm a busy man. I must attend to this. I'm the CEO of the company. I am the head of the family. There are issues here and there. I must withdraw this one here, travel to the village, do this, do that. You don't, you know, I'm the elder. Look at how busy my pastor is. I become like a consultant to my pastor. I have to do this, but to the detriment of your soul, to the detriment of your relationship with God, you must pray. The psalmist said, "Oh Lord, in the morning would I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up." Jesus himself, the Bible tells us in the book of Mark, that he woke up early in the morning, rising up a great while before they. Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, the one who never sinned, Jesus, the Savior of the world, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and there he prayed. Mark chapter 1 verse 35. If Christ would pray, how about you? You must pray every morning. You must pray at every time. Number four there, when one makes it a habit to absent himself, herself from fellowship with other brethren. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25 that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Tomorrow, by God's grace, through Christ tarry, is going to be a Sunday, and it's expected that you join believers, you worship together, you fellowship together, you read together, you pray together, you sit down and listen to God speak through his minister to you. Don't neglect fellowship, else you are likely to become a victim of circumstances, because you are not committed to the word, to the fellowship of believers. Number five there, when one focuses extremely on himself to the point that he cares less about others, he's no longer concerned. Is it nothing to you? Lamentations chapter 1, all ye that pass by, is it nothing to you that the souls are perishing out there? Is it nothing to you that the people in the church are no longer committed to prayer? Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by, behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord has afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. Don't be so much, you know, egocentric, so much committed to yourself, so much focused to yourself. You are not concerned about the plight of others. Jesus tells us to have compassion on them. Any kind of person out there who is not, of course, in a relationship with Christ must hear the gospel. Look at your family members. Look at your own father, your mother, your siblings. Have they tasted of Calvary? If you want to be sound, be great. Of course, if you want to achieve what the Lord has prepared for you, as far as seven is concerned, it is expected that every day, everywhere, you find ways of telling others about Christ. Let's go to point number two, the dangers of derailing from God. Of course, we cannot exhaust the dangers. There are so many dangers. Whoever derails with Christ is exposed to danger. He will be going through so much bitterness because he is not in a covenant relationship with God. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world. We didn't hear about Demas again. That means he didn't end well. He started with Paul, but at a point in time, because of the transient things of this world, Demas was derailed. Whoever is, of course, not serving the Lord well, whoever becomes a kind of lackadaisical Christian who is not committed to the things of God, that kind of zeal is no longer there. That kind of passion has been lost. That concern for the things of God is no longer present in his life. In a life, he becomes exposed to so much danger. Disappointment, of course. Tragedies become his lot. And the outcome is always dire because he has allowed Satan to separate him from God. Then he becomes vulnerable to the attack of the enemy. Exposed. The enemy can come in at any time and pounce on him. Then he is destroyed by the enemy. You know, what makes it so much dangerous is that when the person prays, the Lord will not answer. The Lord will not answer. God said that because I have called and you have not answered, I beckoned on you. You didn't mind me. You not pick any of my counsel. So that because you have done that, you would call. The Lord will not answer because you have lost the relationship with God. And sin will become a hindrance to his prayer because the prayers he offers become abominable in the sight of God. My dear listener, are you in touch with your God? Are you close to the Savior of your soul? Or you have lost it all? Jesus is calling you this morning. Come, lest you fall into apostasy and eventually attract the wrath of God. You know that when God turns his back on you, you would need divine intervention. But the issue is, who would you run to? Where would you run to? This morning, think about this. People see you shouting here and there. People see you being active, moving up and down, and they end up giving you some kind of accolades, commendations upon commendations, praising you here and there. But you know best. You know that you have lost it. You know that you no longer hear from God. You know that you have lost it all. This morning, come. Jesus is calling you. When you allow the vicissitudes of life to direct the course of your life. Of course, we are in the last days, and the Bible says that perilous times shall come. When these challenges are staring at your face, you must focus on Jesus. You must fix your gaze on Jesus, because the comforting Holy Spirit will show up for you and He will see you through. Wherever you have been, it is not too late to return unto the Lord. Pastor, I used to be zealous for God. Pastor, I used to pray, but now I've lost it all. It's not late. The good news is we are in the dispensation of grace. Jesus is still calling you this morning to return. Return, oh backslidden Israel. And the Lord said that I will heal your backslidings and love you freely. Don't turn your back on God. When you do that, it exposes you to the devil, and the devil will now have free access to you. Don't allow the bombardments and the buffetings of the devil to pull you away from God, because there is no money, no prayer. Because I'm no longer making dividends from this business, no prayer. No. You've lost it. You've missed it. Come back. God is able to turn your life around. God is able to give you a new beginning. His grace will equip you with the spiritual stamina and the weapons to fight back against all the attacks and the assaults of the enemy, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Once you return, the Lord will accept you. Once you return, He will forgive you. Once you return, you'll be restored. Then, as you pray, the Lord will answer. As you pray, Satan will run away. Then you will possess your possession. Let your conviction and your prayer this morning be that, what shall separate me from the love of Christ? Don't let any of those things, afflictions, pain, troubles, wanderings here and there, no. Be glued to the Lord. Hook up with God. Point number one, possible factors that can make you derail from God. Point two, dangers of derailing from God. Before we pray, point number three, the blessedness of hooking up with God. This morning, you have been encouraged to hook up with God. No matter the trials, no matter the tears of life, remain in a constant relationship with God. Come back. Wherever you have been, Jesus is still ready to accept. He still saves today. The blood of Jesus is still flowing today. There is a fountain which is filled with blood that was drawn from Emmanuel's vein. My dear brother, my dear friend who have become a backslider, a sinner out there listening to the sound of my voice right now, should you come and drop yourself in that blood, you'll be loosed. You'll be washed from the guilty stains. What then are the blessings? Number one, you'll be surprised that as you are hooking up to God, you are serving God, He'll release your worries and your anxieties. Of course, although life can be overwhelming, the scripture encourages us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, because of the weapons of prayer. He said that be careful for nothing, but in prayer, in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Verse 7 there, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So any kind of worry, any kind of trouble, any kind of challenge, just come to the Lord. Let me give you a testimony about a young man who was so troubled. He was so perplexed. He took this word, he resorted to prayer. And according to the testimony I know about this young man, within a few period, within a short time, God turned his life around. That person is not better than you. God is not a discriminating God. He loves you too. Come, resort to prayer, and the blessings will be that your prayer will be answered. Number two there, you become heavenly minded. Rather than getting caught up with the temporal things of this world, you are so much contented because you know that should Christ come, you are making it to heaven. Oh, what a great privilege to have that assurance that if the trumpet shall sound, you are making it to heaven. That's the most important thing that you should be engaged with. And it's a blessing to have that kind of assurance that I am going to heaven. This world, in this earth, there are so many troubles. There are so many challenges. But in heaven, there is peace. There is joy. There is contentment. You'll be surprised that whoever serves God, hooks up with God, kind of builds his confidence in God. When his prayers are answered, he will be encouraged to keep trusting God. Haven't you ever come across a period in your life where you were so perplexed? Maybe somebody prayed with you, or you prayed yourself and the answer came. Weren't you so happy? Look at how your confidence in God, of course, got a boost because you had that kind of satisfaction that God answers my prayer. This morning, I want you to be assured that every prayer you pray, God would answer. It is not only that. Another blessing is that it's going to open the doors of solution to all your problems. Today, it may be hard to find someone who will not gossip or make fun of your challenges, but there is a friend who doesn't only care about your concern. I'm talking about that friend who is Jesus. He can also help you resolve all those issues. Haven't you read in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7 that casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Do you need grace to overcome temptation? Do you need strength to overcome temptation? Then hook up with God. When the temptation comes, he will grant you that power to overcome temptation. Jesus was tempted. Through the word, he overcame the devil, the tempter. You are able to overcome all those challenges, all those temptations, and you can withstand every enticements of the devil because you are full of the grace of God. What about a fruit-bearing life? You'll be fruitful. Jesus Christ is the true vine. And if you are consistently intimate with Christ, your spiritual life will bear multiple fruits. Fruits of repentance. We will see genuine repentance there. We will see the fruit of the Spirit. The love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the temperance, the goodness, the faith, the meekness, all those things. And of course, you're going to have fruits of evangelism. You will see by the grace of God, you are becoming productive because your life is imparting others. And others approach you and say that, what's your secret? I want to serve God like you. And of course, as you are serving God, another blessing I will have to touch on before we pray is that you would actually receive the treasures from God. Because you are reading the word, and eventually you have a clear vision of eternal inheritance with God. My dear listener, God promises you eternal life. If and only if you are connected to him. This morning, you have been disconnected with Christ. Come, you are being called. You are an erstwhile follower of Christ, but now you are parted ways. Come, you've never heard about it, this the first time, come, let's close our eyes together. Wherever you are, ask the Lord to accept you. Say that whoever comes unto me, I will in no wise cast him out. Come, tell him for mercy. Tell him to forgive you. Tell him to cleanse you. Tell him to reconcile you to him once again. Tell him to reconnect you to him. To be reconnected to Christ. Tell him as you ask him. Then all the privileges, the blessings, the Lord will shower upon you. But don't relegate prayer. Don't relegate the word. Don't serve others at the expense of your own life. Make sure you are always in a good relationship with Christ. Let's pray together. Almighty God, this morning I pray on behalf of my dear listeners, any other person out there who is coming for the first time. He is praying, she is praying for mercy. Oh Lord, according to your word, have mercy and accept such people in the name of Jesus. Any backslider out there who is praying for total reconciliation, restoration, oh Lord, I am asking, according to your word, heal their backslidings in Jesus' name. Much more grace do we pray for, that it will abound in the life of all my people here, that we will consistently be hooked up with you and follow on to the end. And we believe that all the blessings and the benefits and the package you have prepared for such people will be ours. We want to thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am Pastor Kofi Chieh. You may call me on this number, 0244-784063. 0244-784063. God bless you and keep you. Amen.